Hello and welcome to this Simply Changing podcast. My name's Louise and I am the founder of Simply Changing, and I also have with me today the lovely Lizzie. Hello, Lizzie.
Hi, Louise.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, and I'm pleased to be here taking part in this.
Great, great. So as founder of Simply Changing, I love my job. I wake up every morning and I'm really, you know, thankful of the job that I have because I work with some amazing people. What we do here at Simply Changing is we work with people who want to become skilled and credible and professional coaches. And that is our job, to get each and every coach that comes through our doors into that position. Lizzie, can you tell us what you do here at Simply Changing?
Yes, I graduated from the Simply Changing programme about a year ago, and since that time I've been working alongside Louise in a number of capacities, especially as a learning support volunteer. I love working with the developing coaches. When we have the face-to-face programmes, I'm in and around with everyone. I'm working with the developing coaches on a day-to-day basis. Equally, I will be working with distance learning students through the internet and supporting them with supervisory feedback over the internet. That's also an ongoing process that we have for all the face-to-face developing coaches as well. So there is a constant support programme in place, and that's part of the work that I love doing here at Simply Changing. Louise, could you tell me, what is it about Simply Changing that sets it apart from other coaching programmes and coaching practices?
Lizzie, I'm delighted to tell you all about Simply Changing and what sets us apart from others. One of the most important things to me as an individual is to get the learning process right for people. I personally found learning a very difficult process when I was a young person. And I think that was because, one, I had no idea that there were different ways of learning. And I also didn't enjoy the process of being at school. I spent my late teens and early 20s really understanding who I was as an individual. And in that, I really understood, and I began to be clear that I could learn and that I had intelligence. So one of the things that I've been passionate about all of my life is making a learning process transparent, clear, understandable. We can learn anything we choose to learn, and I truly now believe that. And so our learning process provides a great deal of support for the individual, their individual learning process. And we make learning really fun. It's a great process, this coaching process. We get to be able to understand what goes on in a person's mind, how they feel about themselves. And we get to be able to work with them on achieving the goals that they want to achieve in their life and uncovering the blocks that have held them back from the things that they want to do in their life. And it doesn't get better than that, really. So what sets us apart is that we have distilled out of coaching what's really important, and that is the language that we use, and that is our behaviours too. So if we understand how a person's mind works, if we understand what is getting in the way of their learning something, then it's really easy for us as coaches to be able to work effectively with them to get rid of those blocks and to bring out the resources and the skills that they have. So that's what we focus in on. We focus in on the skills of being a coach, the behaviours of being a coach, the language of being a coach. We also incorporate NLP into our programme, our Level 5 diploma, and that's very different than most other organisations who separate that out. For their business model, I'm sure, but we believe that being an effective professional coach at Level 5 means that what we should do is we should have an understanding of NLP. I'm really proud of what we do with NLP. We get people using it that are very unlikely NLP practitioners, and we have a great deal of fun in illuminating what NLP is. We understand it with great depth, and we know exactly how NLP is put together. So it's not just about learning a strategy, but it's also about learning an understanding of how that strategy is put together, so that our developing coaches and our graduate coaches can really use it with confidence, knowing the process of what's involved in NLP. So what we do is very different.
One of the things I loved so much when I was training on the program, as you said, is the fun, the laughter, the enjoyment, the camaraderie that's part of that face-to-face program, but also the ease with which we're enabled to learn. We're practicing, we're testing out models, we're testing out techniques, and it just doesn't feel hard, it doesn't feel difficult, because it's so practical, it's so related to how we live our lives, how we speak normally, how we behave normally, that it really becomes a process of a slow embodying of the processes of coaching, the language, the behaviours, at a pace that suits us.
I love what you're saying there, Lizzie, because I absolutely agree with you completely. It is about going at the pace that a learner chooses to go at. And it's also about that embodying of. So getting under your skin is how I like to call it, you know, really under your skin so that you understand what it is that you're doing and how you're doing it. So NLP is a very important tool for me in coaching. Without it, I feel as if I'd be coaching with one hand tied behind my back. So the NLP is very, very important indeed. And having been involved in NLP for over 20 years, I really understand what NLP is all about. And therefore, I feel very comfortable in being able to break it down into easy to understand component parts that build on each other so that we not just receive a strategy, but we really have X-ray eyes. We can see right through to the very core of what that strategy is aiming to do with the people that we work with. So it works in a seamless conversational manner. So, you know, this sets us apart. You know, I believe this sets us apart, Lizzie.
Great. And that's the learning process. That's very much what's going on. Again, my experience and that of many of the other people who've been on the program is that as a learner, you don't see NLP as something separate and different. Coaching is the underlying mode. Coaching, listening to people, really listening, really looking, really getting, as you say, right into their hearts, their minds. And then integrating gently and appropriately the tools of NLP to enable those people to begin to open up, to begin to discover themselves, and to begin that process of change and the journey towards their goals.
And it's really exciting, isn't it?
It is.
And this podcast is all about putting a spotlight on some of our graduate coaches, people who've been through the program, who have qualified and who are out there building their own practice in coaching. So without further ado, let's get on to hearing from our graduate coaches, Lizzie.
Yes, there's a lot of exciting work happening out there in a variety of contexts, in different ways, different methods of working with different groups of people. There's some lovely stories to come.